producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. They work one with another. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, wanted to let you know, if you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. And yes, if this is the first time listening, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. By the way, when you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have contributors from all over the country that are a part of the culture war. They are part of the good fight of faith, showing the world their faith by their works. And they do it because they're saved, not to get saved, just for those little Christian skeptics out there thereof. Of course, I'm calling out those that have a lack thereof. And do keep in mind, friends, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. As a matter of fact, friends, what I'd like to do, we're going to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com in just a moment here. But we were talking on Saturday about the educational system. We were talking about, well, a plethora of topics, but one of the things that stood out to me in particular was the fact that people don't understand how this all how did it transpire? How did it slowly evolve, let me use that word, to a godless system and a godless society? Well, of course, it took place incrementally. It took place over a slow amount of time through a siege. And rest assured, friends, it is a siege. That means slow takeover. And folks, if they were to just turn the lights on, or you know, we all heard have the frog in the pot that's boiling. They didn't just turn the heat up all at once, friends. It happened little by little. But do keep in mind, we are in the position as to where we're at today in this country because the American people have failed to do their duty. And again, I'd love to point the finger at somebody else as being the problem, but keep in mind, the enemy is only doing what the American people are allowing them to do. End of story. Okay, we've gotten that far. But what I want to do is I want to go to the foundation of it. And I want to show you how we started out and then what began to incrementally happen. Because I believe what's going to happen is people are going to say, whoa, I didn't know that that president was responsible for the things that he did. In other words, you're not going to believe that it was this guy that actually brought in, for example, evolution, which used to be illegal in this country all the way up until 1968. I'm going to get to that in just a couple minutes. I'm going to show you again how we have digressed over a long period of time. And again, I want to put your feet upon the rock, and I want to show you how we started out and why is it that we are where we're at today. But before we do that, let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, friends, crazy stuff happening in your world, giving you news that the state-controlled narrative will not set forth because they don't want to be exposed for their crimes against you, the people, and that would be we, the people, because I'm a part of that plan. But interestingly enough, brand new on sonsoflibertymedia.com, the United Nations, which, by the way, was created out of World War II, okay, because they failed through World War I, League of Nations. Keep in mind, the United Nations was a creation of World War II, and by design, this all took place. And guess who they're trying to give power to now, friends? The United Nations, to establish a what? A one world government. But interestingly enough, on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, the United Nations immigration and gun control, it's interesting how they're going back and trying to give power under those criminals that work at the United Nations. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, oh, this is crazy stuff. Whew. Oklahoma Democrats want Christian businesses and their owners to wear a scarlet letter. You want to talk about history repeating itself? Oklahoma Democrats want Christian business owners to wear a scarlet. Friends, do you know why I recite great preachers of old? For example, John Owens, he said, either you be killing sin or sin be killing you. There is no lukewarm place to stand. There is no straddle point, one in and one out, folks. It never works because you get shot from both directions. But the bottom line is if you don't deal with corruption in government today, rest assured there's going to be a time where you wish you had the opportunity to deal with it. That time will be past, and it will be all over for those that should have when they had time to do it. But again, Oklahoma Democrats want Christian business owners to wear a scarlet letter. Keep in mind, friends, these are the representatives of those in Oklahoma that are trying to tag their constituents. They, again, have it upside down on their head, friends, backwards completely in every sense of the word. America government works for you. You do not work for it. And if I put it all together, we are in this together. It's we the people. Government is an extension and a reflection of we the people. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 10 videos reveal massive military movement never reported about. Jade Helm, check it out. Bethany Blankley. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. 10 videos reveal massive military movement never reported about Jade Helm. Oh, my goodness, friends. Crazy stuff happening in our country today. I mean, really. Listen to this one. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Did you hear how gun grabbers are planning to gut the Second Amendment? Friends, I want you to understand that all the content that's thrown out on the sonsoflibertymedia.com is not exactly what I would say or how I would say it in every given scenario. But I do want to say this. Here's the headline. Did you hear how gun grabbers are planning to gut the Second Amendment? Did you hear, America, how a handful of criminals that are allotted a position in a representative government in our constitutional republic, a handful are usurping the rights of over 318 million people? That's how it should be headlined, friends. How ridiculous. Did you hear how gun grabbers are planning to gut the Second Amendment? America, deal with the gun grabbers. They have no constitutional authority there whatsoever. They're not put into position to tear down the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, or any of the rights that God has bestowed upon us. That's not their position. Their position is to uphold it. And friends, just an additive here, this one's a free one, they swore that they would do just that. And if they're not doing that, then guess what? They're in violation of their own oath. So remove them, Article 2, Section 4. I got a brand new video up on sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's crazy. There was a Marine who stood up and he was booed as he was removed from Clinton's rally for bringing up Clinton's Benghazi lies. Just think about that. A Marine was booed by followers of Hillary Clinton, a bunch of communists, a bunch of useful idiots, that booed this Marine for calling out the Clintons concerning the crimes that were committed against those four individuals that died in Benghazi. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to be right back on the other side of this break.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your home town. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just want to remind the American people of the peaceful religion of Islam. Interestingly enough, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, a Muslim with child's severed head walks through streets yelling Allahu Akbar in Russia, friends. The New York Post reports the woman, later identified as a 39-year-old nurse, had the head of a child in her hand that she was entrusted with and was threatening to activate a bomb, authorities said. She was screaming, "I am your death. I am a terrorist. Allahu Akbar." As passerby, but no explosives were found on her, witnesses told police. The religion of peace on exhibition for the world to see once again. I mean, folks, you want to talk about a doctrine of devils, there you have it. In every sense of the word. Crazy stuff happening in our world today. And isn't it interesting, folks? The people cower in front of this. Instead of dealing with it and sending the message that the crimes will not be tolerated, they cower to this. And of course, the government's a part of this. They're using this to intimidate, to leverage the Muslims against we the people, and not only in our country, but also in other countries, as I'm talking about on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, friends. This happened in Russia. They're leveraging the Muslims against the people. Now, who would tolerate a woman walking down the street with a child's head, a severed head in her hand, talking about how she is a terrorist, how she's going to detonate a bomb, how it's all going to be over within 2 seconds? Who's going to allow these people to come into their countries besides the prospective governments in which we're talking about today? Because it's the governments that are actually distributing and dispersing the Muslims worldwide. Why? Because they're creating the chaos to bring in a new world order. Can't overemphasize that point enough, friends. Use a little common sense. Now, I have a question for you. One of the topics we were talking about on Saturday was evolution. And how did this all transpire? How did this come about? In 1959, for those that did not know, President Eisenhower, you know, that godly man, asked Congress for $1 billion for the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare's new American Education Fund for the promotion and publication of the new science of evolution. $10,500,000 was given to the National Science Foundation, the NSF, for the new nine-part theme curriculum, Teaching Evolution. The NSF provided the Biological Sciences Curriculum Study, BCSC, with the funds to provide the textbooks to public schools. Keep in mind, evolution was illegal to be taught. Folks, it was illegal to teach your students or your children, or it was illegal to allow students in this country to be taught evolution in this country all the way up until 1968. The number of words concerning evolution, curriculum of indoctrination started in the 1950s. There was 2,000 to 3,000 words concerning evolution in public schools. In 1963, there was 33,089 words. The decline since 1963 reflects the overall downward trend of the textbook's content. The percentage of text devoted to the evolution is not diminished. And by the way, friends, I also want you to know that if it is illegal and it is not sound in this country, you have a right in each state in this country to take the textbooks and their content and their curriculums to task to prove the theory of evolution. And rest assured, friends, theory it is. For example, friends, this is what they're teaching kids in public schools. The Heidelberg Man. Did you know that the Heidelberg Man is built from a jawbone that was conceded by many to be quite human? Nebraska Man. Scientifically built up from one tooth and later found to be the tooth of an extinct pig. How convenient. The Piltdown Man. Listen to these names, friends. Wow. The jawbone turned out to be and to belong to a modern ape. Okay. Peking Man, 500,000 years old. All evidence has disappeared. Huh. How convenient. 500,000 years old when the earth is 6,000 years old. Isn't it interesting, friends? These people want to tell you what happened 500,000 years ago and a million years ago and 100 million years ago and 6 billion years ago. Folks, they can't even get the numbers right. Keep in mind, these fools, friends, can't even... Just think about this for a moment. They can't even predict. A meteorologist cannot even predict accurate weather for tomorrow. Or even today, but they can tell you what happened 6 billion years ago. And again, friends, 10 million years ago and 1 million years ago. Folks, the earth is 6,000 years old. Like it or not, it's factual. The Bible said it. That settles it. Enough for me. Peking Man. 500,000 years old. This is what they're teaching your children. All evidence has disappeared. Here's another one. I like this one. Neanderthal Man. At the International Congress of Zoology in 1958, Dr. A.J. Ecave said his examination showed that the famous Neanderthal skeleton found in France over 50 years ago is that of an old man who suffered from arthritis. But this is what they're teaching your children today for all those that are dropping their kids off at the public school gate to be indoctrinated, illegally, might I add. Of course it is. Cro-Magnon Man. Wow. Cro-Magnon Man. Hey, folks, I think they just think up the stupidest things just to show you how stupid you are to tolerate it. Now, I don't know that there's a nice way to say that, but friends, rest assured, you are being laughed at. One of the earliest and best established fossils as at least equal in physique and brain capacity is modern man. So what's the difference concerning the Neanderthal man, the Peking man, the Piltdown man, the Nebraska man, the Heidelberg man? What's next? What's next, America? I mean, just think about this. Modern man, let's go to him real quick. Folks, this genius thinks that we came from a monkey. And you better keep in mind, friends, these are the people, these are the type of people that dictators need. Because they could care less if you're blown into eternity or not. As a matter of fact, they'll help the dictator do just that. This is dangerous, friends, as is it illegal. Romans 1:22, professing themselves to be wise, the Bible tells us they became fools. Now let's do this. Let's go to the Bible. I want to go to science now and science then. Okay? For example, let's go to the Bible just to show you we should have stayed there in the first place. The earth is a sphere, Isaiah 40:22. By the way, the Muslims believe that the earth is flat, for those that didn't know, just like their heads. The Bible, the earth is a sphere. It's a round globe. Science now, the earth is a sphere. They used to teach science back in the day that the earth was a flat disk. Oh, this gets fun, friends. This is what happens to a people when they forsake God. They're given over to a reprobate mind. They lack discernment in judgment, friends. Instead of holding the mind of Christ, they hold the mind of fallen man and sinful, reprobate man. Again, the Bible is telling us in Isaiah 40:22 that the earth is a sphere. Science now tells us the earth is a sphere. Science used to tell us the earth was a flat disk. Incalculable number of stars, the Bible says. Jeremiah 33:22. Science now tells us that there's an incalculable number of stars. Science used to tell us that there was only 1,100 stars. Now, I want you to understand these findings are outside of the Word of God. Okay? But it just shows you what will happen when people begin to listen to man who can't even cure the common cold, nor can he cure baldness. Friends, I want you to think about these things. Okay? He wants to show you how smart he is. He wants to contend with God. And isn't it interesting? They want to use science, which is the study of creation, to use their findings against the Creator in the first place. How does that work? People need to put two and two together. Because it always equals the same. Okay? The Bible tells us that a free float of earth and space, the earth is, Job 26, verse 7. Science now tells us a free float of earth and space. Science used to tell us, through those that stepped outside of the Word of God, and they wanted to show you how foolish they really were, they used to teach people, friends, that the earth sat on a large animal. I wonder what kind of an animal it was, Sam. What do you think it was? Elephant. Oh, it was an elephant. Maybe it wasn't an elephant back then. Maybe it was something else that just blew into existence. Matter blew out of nothing, they want to tell us. But these are also the people that say, listen, if there is no God, then everything is permissible. Folks, is that true? We're going to come right back to this, the Bible. Science now and science then. Right when we get back, friends, I'm having fun with this one. And then I'm going to go back to the foundation, and then I'm going to show you what happens when you do away with God and accept man's foolishness, and what is next.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. you get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Oh, just highlighting the genius of man without the Christ doesn't look good, friends. It really doesn't. Isn't it interesting how they want to tear down the image of Christ and then attempt to create a new image as one greater than Christ? And guess who it all goes back to? Themselves. Folks, these are the people that deny the obvious. I mean, these people remind me of those that are looking for their glasses. Honey, honey, I'm curious, where are my glasses? My wife looks at the man that can't see 2 inches in front of his face and says, well, they're hanging on your nose, dear. It's the same thing with what I'm exposing right now. The obvious is in front. You know, blessed are those that haven't seen and yet believe. Blessed are those that see and believe. How about that? I mean, these people have it upside down completely in every sense of the word. And it's also interesting to note that these are the people that blame God for the evils of the world. And they attempt to make themselves God. They want to be worshipped, friends. They want their intellect to be worshipped. And it's interesting, they're men of reason. And keep in mind, reason is the enemy to faith. Going on, the Bible tells us creation made of the invisible elements, Hebrews 11:3. Science now tells us creation is made of the invisible elements, atoms, of course. And then going to science then, outside of Christ, science was ignorant on the subject. Of course they were. The Bible tells us each star is different, 1 Corinthians 15:4. Science now tells us each star is different. Science then used to tell us all stars were the same. How would they know that, right? The Bible tells us the light moves. And I want to tell you why the Bible can tell us and how I can rest assured that I'm right about what I'm saying. Because the Creator is the one conveying the message over to me. And it's always a good idea to stick to the Creator. He knows how it was created. He knows the designs, namely of the stars and which we're talking about right now. The Bible, light moves, Job 38:19-20. Science now tells us light moves. Science used to tell us light was in a fixed place. This is what happens when you step out of the Word of God. The Bible, air has weight. Job 28:25. Science now tells us air has weight. Science then used to teach us air was weightless. The Bible tells us wind blows in cyclones. Ecclesiastes 1:6. Science now tells us winds blow in cyclones. Science used to teach men wind blows straight. Isn't it interesting how it sets itself in contradiction with the Word of God? Always. Blood is the source of life and health. Leviticus 17:11. Science now tells us blood is the source of life and health. They used to bloodlet. For those that did not know what that means, as a matter of fact, George Washington, it was attributed to the bloodletting that actually led to his death. But science used to teach that if you want to basically heal sick people, then you must bleed them. I mean, folks, that is about the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life. The Bible tells us ocean floor contains deep valleys and mountains. 2 Samuel 22:16 and Jonah 2:6. Science now tells us ocean floor contains deep valleys and mountains. Science used to tell us the ocean floor was flat. Again, like their heads, friends. The Bible tells us ocean contains springs. Job 38:16. Science now tells us ocean contains springs. Science used to tell us ocean fed only by rivers and rain. The Bible tells us when dealing with disease, hands should be washed under running water. Leviticus 15:13. Science now tells us when dealing with disease, hands should be washed under running water. They used to teach people hands washed in still water was the way to go. Wow. These are the people, this is the indoctrination that they are teaching your kids in American schools today. Started back in the 50s, and of course it proceeded before them, because when man took on prosperity, they began to depart from the living God. That's why we're in trouble today. Read Deuteronomy 8 when you get a moment. Okay, when you go back to the foundations of our country, we know that Fisher Ames, who is the framer of the Bill of Rights, and who also purposed the final wordings for the First Amendment, this is another one that will blow the communists out of the water, those that are trying to stifle your First Amendment concerning your Bill of Rights. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of your Christianity, or stopping or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people peaceably, so on and so forth. But he was the one that actually framed the Bill of Rights. Fisher Ames said, objecting to other books before the Bible in public schools in America, he said, "Why then, if these books for children must be retained as they will be, should not the Bible regain the place it once held as a school book? Its morals are pure, its examples captivating and noble. The reverence for the sacred book, the Bible, that is thus early impressed lasts long, and probably, if not impressed in infancy, never takes firm hold of the mind." John Quincy Adams, son of John Adams, said, "To a man of liberal education with regard to the history contained in the Bible, it is not so much praiseworthy to be acquainted with it as it is shameful to be ignorant of it." That's exactly right. And Benjamin Rush, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, "The Bible should be read in our schools in preference to all other books." Again, of course. It was actually Noah Webster that said the Christian religion is the most important and one of the first things that a child under a free government ought to be instructed. He goes on, "No truth is more evident in my mind that the Christian religion must be the basis of any government intended to secure the rights that God has bestowed upon them and privileges of a free people." As a matter of fact, Noel Webster taught students the brief exposition of the Constitution of the United States will unfold to young persons the principles of Republican government, Article 4, Section 4, and our citizens should easily understand that the genuine source of correct Republican and principles are found in the Bible, particularly the New Testament or the Christian religion. And then he said, this is great, he said, the moral principles and precepts contained in the scriptures ought to form the basis of all of our civil constitutions and laws. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceeded from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Friends, I got a question for you. When's the last time you even heard the Christians making reference to the Bible as being the answer? No, they get caught up in debate. Debates only brings about the gutting, and I'm talking about in a modern version of debate, only comes forth, and the end result is always the gutting, the pith and the marrow of the God-given rights that He has bestowed upon us. Always. Folks, do conservatives ever bring about resolve by pointing their finger at the Constitution based on the Bible, as Andrew Jackson said? Of course not. Because they need the debate to keep going around in circular reasoning. The dog chasing his tail, he never gets a hold of it, because that keeps them in business as the American people suffer under their foolishness. George Washington said to the natives during the Revolution, after and before, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our way of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can assist you in this wise intention." And of course, we know even up to date, friends, they still put their hand on that Bible, don't they, before they swear to serve we the people. What about Samuel Adams and other Sons of Liberty? He said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots unite their endeavors to renovate the age by impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating the minds of the youth, the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of exalted virtues of the Christian system." See, when we go back and read Scripture where it says, "Study and show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth," there is meaning to that, friends. Matter of fact, in America, they used to teach first graders, what's the fifth commandment? What's required in the fifth commandment? What's forbidden in the fifth commandment? What's the reason annexed to the fifth commandment? I mean, folks, this is crazy stuff. Going to Ben Franklin, he said, "History will afford frequent opportunities of showing the necessity of a public religion from its usefulness to the public and the advantages of a religious character among private persons and the excellency of the Christian religion above all others, ancient or modern." I bet you didn't hear that, did you? No, man, I heard these guys are like atheists, and they're like deists, and, you know, they're like, I've heard so much about what they're like, I've never really taken the time to read for myself who they were and what it is that they actually established, because my eyes are closed. They call me stupid, and I don't know why they call me stupid, and I don't know why these enemies, they keep doing the things that they're doing all the time. Man, they just keep getting away with it, don't they? Hey, honey, just hold on. Hold on, I'll be there in just a moment. Who's coming over tonight? Oh, yeah, we got company coming. Hey, I got to go now. I got to go now. I got no time to be, oh, the preacher's here. No. Tell them we're busy, honey. Tell them we're busy. Tell them, honey, we're busy. We got no time for that. Tell the preacher we're busy. We don't want to hear it. We don't want those answers. Because if we get those answers, then we have to take responsibility. And once that responsibility comes up, I don't want to be carrying that burden. No. That's the preacher's job. That ain't my job. No. That's someone else's job. I heard Ben Franklin, man. Benny was this and that and the other thing. We know who plants the seed, Mark 4, friends. His name is Jesus Christ, but He uses men to do His work, right? You know, we pray, "Lord, thank You for causing us to be about the work of Your hands as You do order our steps and establish our thoughts." Yeah, that's what's going on here. I'm going to come back and I'm going to highlight a couple more things concerning what was taught in public schools concerning our kids. And then I'm going to tell you what has happened since then, because we have an enemy trying to break into our public schools today, don't we? But we've known that for about 50 or 60 years. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-07 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I got caught up. Sorry I didn't put that number out there for you. Want to let you know, too, if you'd like to book us at any time, we're about 3 months out right now. 1-866-582-9933. That's the call-in number if you'd like to call in and book. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Just highlighting, folks, what they're teaching kids in public schools, having a little fun with it. But it's interesting, folks, that people are, well, they'll just give it a pass. And they justify by having their kids in public schools. You know, the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation is going to be the philosophy taught in government in the next. And that's why you're in trouble today, is because our dads and our moms dropped the ball on us in many cases. Not every given instance, friends, but I'm or not in every given, but I am saying that, friends, in my particular case, this is what was dropped on us. And now we're trying to figure out why we're in trouble as a country, because it all starts in the schools. And this is what they're trying to get the people to be diverted away from by giving their kids over to the government. And that's exactly what they want. And by the way, that's exactly what they're doing to the homosexuals concerning what's going on in public schools. They want to usurp parental authority. Don't doubt me, guys. I'll highlight this and then I'll jump over and I'll show you the fruit of what happens incrementally. And what does it come to, friends? We know that McGuffey's readers taught in public schools character of Jesus Christ, the golden rule, extract from the Sermon on the Mount, Solomon's wise choice, the goodness of God, gospel invitation, Christian light and hope, awake Zion, and on prayer. Matter of fact, Martin Luther, the great what do I call the guy, revolutionist, reformer. He was all the above. He said that I would advise no one to send his child where the Holy Scriptures are not supreme. Every institution that does not unceasingly pursue the study of God's Word becomes corrupt. Of course it does. But we're afraid of the ACLU. And we know they're communists, and we know that they have no lawful authority, but we just, because we don't want to do anything about it, we're just going to go drop our kids off because we were told that we're supposed to do that. And then when they're in public school, we're trying to figure out what the problem is when they come back home. And then, you know, we're trying to figure out why when our kids go to college, you know, they lose the faith. Let me tell you why they lost the faith, because they never had the faith. Just so you understand, they lost it because they never had it. But Martin Luther said, I would advise no one to send his child where the Holy Scriptures are not supreme. Every institution that does not unceasingly pursue the study of God's Word becomes corrupt. Yes, it does. I greatly fear that the schools, unless they teach the Holy Scriptures diligently and impress them on the young students, are wide gates to hell. Of course they are. Of course they are. Just throw them into the cesspool of other kids, folks, ungodly kids. And look what you get. Look at the admixture, friends. Oh, look what comes out. Whoa! That's not the kind of kid I wanted. So, anyways, in saying and understanding, that is what we, in a nutshell, that is what has been established. And isn't it interesting, too, that people try to get you to deny the fruit of our forefathers in so many different ways? And interestingly enough, I could care if all of the forefathers, I don't care if they were minions from hell. I really don't, which is not the case in this country. But there are people that are trying to convince you that they were. Isn't it interesting that no matter what the devil does or Satan does, God always undermines it for his glory. And nobody can deny the fact that we are a Christian nation. Nobody. The devil can't deny that, friends. But we have these wise guys, these professed Christians, these apologists who are trying to convince you that, you know, our forefathers weren't Christians. I don't care if they were or not. God undermined that plan. But apparently these people have not taken the time to read the Declaration of Independence or the Mayflower Compact, have they? Of course not. Or even the Constitution, where it ends in saying, in the year of our Lord. Oh, I forgot about that. I know you did. And look at all the state preamble. Did you forget about that too? Did you look at the landmarks? Oh, I forgot about that. And, you know, I was just watching something yesterday. Somebody sent me. They're fools for their pains when they do it, but they do it anyways. Trying to convince me that, look at our forefathers. Look what they did. They take the least religious signer. They find fault with him, and then they magnify that. Because they want you to deny what you have in front of you today. And there's people out there that believe the garbage to their own demise. What happens when a nation begins to take on evolution because it has forsaken the rock, the revelation of Jesus Christ? Well, look where we're at today. We've laughed at evolution. I think a high percentage of the American people, 80-some percent, don't believe in evolution, but they allow their kids to be taught evolution. It's interesting to note, well, we leave the Word of God, then we take on evolution incrementally, and then before we know it, we have a foreign enemy trying to indoctrinate our kids in a public schools system. Since the September 11th attacks, you would think the administration following would use a little prudence if they were sincerely concerned about a radical Muslim threat. When Obama took his oath of office, he has instead defied America in numerous ways. He's given $1.5 billion to Muslim-led Egypt in foreign aid, and shortly thereafter, the Muslim Brotherhood declared war on the United States. And keep in mind, this is the same man that said America is no longer a Christian nation, that he said he wanted to fundamentally transform America, followed by the reference that America may be noted as a Muslim nation. He also went over to France and he told the American people that we have a large Muslim population, 4.5 million to be exact. There's no truth in the devil, friends. There's no truth in him. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and that's exactly what you have in front of you in the White House. Interestingly enough, in recent years, American public schools have been indoctrinated with the Muslim religion. Studies that have shown over 500 historical errors in public school textbooks giving an Islamic slant to our youth. And as a result, there's kids are subject to the following teachings. Learning to become a Muslim. Fasting for Ramadan. Learning the five pillars of Islam. Memorizing verses of the Quran. Adopt a Muslim name and stage a jihad, war against non-Muslims. Well, how did this happen?
Because, you know, all five of them, you know, all these, there's such a massive amount of the enemy within, I just don't even know what to do or say.
Proverbs 28 tells us that the wicked flee when none pursueth. Well, the ACLU, the American Muslim Council, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and the Clinton administration joined together and made a clause that opened the door to Muslim teaching while attacking anyone who speaks of the Christian religion in public schools. Just ask me, and they're using the homosexuals to do their biddings for them. Nobody hit my ministry more than the radical homosexuals. Nobody did. And look who's right behind the homosexuals, as I've conveyed to you 1.5 million times, friends, the radical Muslims. Systematically, folks, taking it a line upon line, precept upon precept, concerning the method that the homosexuals are using. By the way, Black Lives Matter is now using that method. They're creating their own hate crimes because they have to again be the victim so they can perpetuate the crime like they are, and they're getting away with it, right? But let's go back to this. So how is this happening in public schools? Well, the first thing you do is depart wickedly from your God, and then secondly, you begin to reap what you sow. And then it falls to your kids, and then you're cursed by your kids. See that? The ACLU, American Muslim Council, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and the Clinton administration joined together and made a clause that opened the doors to Muslim teaching. Hence, you see the courts backing the Muslim agenda when, for example, a school in California is teaching their students a 3-week course which essentially requires them to become a Muslim for that period of time. In public schools, friends! In public schools, friends. In public schools, America. This also very well explains why my ministry, again, has been under incessant attack for bringing a moral constitutional message to public schools. Because it stands in contrast, direct contrast, to the radical Muslims and the likes of the ACLU and the likes of the Muslim Council and the likes of the Americans United for Separation of Church and State. And to prove my point, a representative from the American Muslim Council, Abdul Rahman Alamoudi, today serves a 23-year prison sentence for serving or being one of the top fundraisers of Al-Qaeda in the United States of America. In addition, there are 225 Muslim schools in the United States and around 50,000 children who are being taught to, as I quote Brigitte Gabriel with Act for America, foster environments of hate, loathing, and resentment towards Western culture, Christians, Jews, Shiites, secular Muslims, and non-Muslims. Read Leviticus 26:28. You'll find out history is repeating itself. And I also want you to step back, friends, to Germany back in the 30s. Do keep in mind Adolf Hitler used the Muslims as mercenaries to do his killing for him. Just wanted to throw that in there as well. And that's exactly what you're seeing in France. You're seeing it in Germany. You're seeing it throughout other parts of Europe. You're beginning to see it in America today. And it's time to stand up and say that's enough.
That's right. You need to support this work that's willing to speak the truth and say it as it is. And everyone who supports us, we say thank you so much for your support to get us out there to the masses. For those of you who have not yet, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty and sign up today.
Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.